It was a nerve-wracking game now, to say the least. We went 1-0 down midway through the first half, and shortly after that, Matthew Leckie stepped up with a set piece from a short corner, and we got back in level terms, and 0-0, went on the end of the second half at 1-1, and they scored again midway through that half, and we started to go more forward, no press against their goals more, and ended up getting a goal with virtually, I think it was 6 seconds left on the clock, and took it to extra time, and it was still level after extra time, and went to penalty flicks, and we've had plenty of practice in them, at them at the, in this last couple of weeks, as we lost in the London Cup on Stokes, and we won the semi-final against Southampton as well on the Stokes, so it was a deja vu or whatever you'd want to say, but we ended up anyway, all our boys did their bit, and they scored their 5 flicks, and Johnny Rankin, our keeper, got a stick to the 3 out of the flicks, and he made the great save in the last one, and sent us on out of the semi-final draw, so we're very, very pleased with that.
Yeah, I suppose it's one thing practicing penalty flicks, you know, as a practice, but it's a different thing in a competition, so I suppose that stood to you.
It is, and like, fair play, like, the same 5 boys put their names forward and felt pretty confident, and I have to hand it to them now, they're on very, very well. Young Ben Wallace there stepped up and took the 4th one, he's only 15 years of age, like, it's his first season with us, and you know, it takes a lot of guts for a young boy like that to go up and do that, you know, knowing that he was under pressure, like, but it just came to him naturally now, no bother to him at all.
And how big a boost is this now to Raphoe Hockey Club to reach the semi-final of the Irish Trophy?
So it's a massive boost, to be honest with you now. This season in the league, you know, our campaign, we didn't start the league campaign too well now. We were trying a few different things, and maybe that just didn't work. Maybe I was partly to blame for that myself. But since that now, we've got a steady squad there now, about 15, 16 players, like, and fair enough, like, they're all putting in a great effort, and the commitment of training and the commitment on a Saturday, like, it's starting to show, and have to hand it to them now that they're doing very, very well, and as long as we can stay injury free now, I would fancy our chances now of definitely getting a top 2 finish in the league. But when it comes to the cup, you know, we've been in that final, it's 2012 I think we were in that final, and we lost to a Cork side, and I know a lot of the older boys in the squad will want to get back and maybe try and make an amends for that, so like, hopefully now the draw has been made tomorrow at 10 or 11 o'clock I think, and it would be really great to get a home draw, but you know, we would fancy our chances, anybody at home. There's 2 Dublin sides and a Cork side, we're the only remaining Ulster side left in it, so we'll just have to see what happens tomorrow morning now, and we'll just keep our head down and keep plugging away in the training pitch, and we've been doing a lot of training with Adam Spear too, fitness training, and that's really showing off as well on the pitch. Like, to be honest with you, yesterday I think it was the last 10 minutes that really did tell the tale, you know, we were really up against it in the first half, but in the second half and to the later stages, the last 10 minutes as I say, the boys really, really dug deep, and you know, I really did think that we were going to get that goal, but I thought I might have came a wee bit earlier now, to be honest, but anyway, you'll take it any time.
It was tough on the nerves, I'm sure, going through the last 6 seconds before you equalised.
Oh, definitely, like, you know, we were nearly, we thought we were dead and buried, but William Kilpatrick now, one of the older guys in the team, like, William, he's very good friends, and we've played together, and like, Willie done very well out on the right-hand side, held on to the ball, didn't panic, he got his cross in, and she failed the young Stephen Cleverley there at the back post, and she couldn't have failed a better man, to be honest with you, because he's a very, very composed player on the ball, doesn't panic, he's just got the ball stopped, picked his spot, and put us into injury time, and I suppose the rest is history, as the man says.
Are there any big names left in that Irish Trophy? I know you're into the semi-final, I suppose they're all competent teams at the moment, but is there any that you would fear in the draw?
I would say Bandon would be one of the best sides now. From they play, they're a Cork-based side. They would be probably favourites, to be honest. We did play Clontarf 2 years ago in the same competition down in Dublin, and we beat them 5-2. But, you know, they weren't comfortable last night, or sorry, yesterday against Port Rush, 6-0. So, you know, you don't really know what you're going to get. Like, it's different playing. We were lucky that maybe in the sense that we were playing South Antrim, where we knew them. We played them 2 weeks ago in the league and beat them up there 2-1. And that was their first defeat of the season. They had won 7 in a row before that. And that was really, that's really got our league campaign back on track as well. So, you know, we videoed that game as well. And when you're able to do them things, you know, it can pay off when, you know, with hockey, because there's so many things you can do with set pieces and all. And it paid off yesterday, you know, to a certain extent.
So what's your priority now? Would it be the Irish Trophy, or would it be league promotion?
League is always our priority now, definitely. I suppose we've been known as a kind of a yo-yo club in the last couple of years, like, 'cause we've been up and down out of the Premier League like a yo-yo, and well, it's a big step. But that league format, they're chatting about changing that if they go to an All-Ireland League, which would mean the top four and Senior One would then play with the lower six teams in the Premier League, you know, and that would be a real competitive league now, where we are hoping to get maybe a few players back next year, and that would be a super league to be playing on. And like, that has been our target. Well, to win the league is always your target, but definitely that top four finish. And like, as I say, I honestly think we can finish in the top two now, but it'll be hard work. Like, suppose we're not too bad that we have eight. We've only played one home league game this campaign, and we have eight home league games left now and four away. And nobody really likes coming to the foe, to be honest. So I fancy us taking a lot of points at home now, and we'll see then what happens with the away games.
And how are the foe hockey club in general doing?
Not too bad. Our seconds, they're playing next week in the Irish Junior competition, and they have a very tight game now. They're playing Liss McGarvey seconds, who would be one of the favourites for that competition. But we have a third level with three teams, three men's teams, and then we have the two ladies teams. Our ladies are going quite well as well. They're holding their own now in their league, and they're up there at the top fighting for promotion as well. So at the minute now, it's good. Like, there's a good wee buzz about the club at the minute, and always when your first are doing well, you know, there's more of a buzz, you know, to be honest. So hopefully we can keep that going, and we have a good wee support there too. We have all our regulars come on there on a Saturday to support us, and that's really appreciated as well.
Is it hard to hold on to your better players because, you know, they have to move away, I suppose, for college and so on, and I'm sure other clubs are anxious to pick them up. So is it hard to hold on to them, and are there good young players coming through?
It is hard to hold on to some of the good players. Like, you can understand, we have some boys up in Belfast there, and they've even moved now. They're living in Belfast, and they're playing with Premier League teams up there. So, like, they're a big loss. But these things happen. You know, you have to get on with it and make use of what you have. And the boys that are there at the minute, you know, as I say, they've been magnificent now in training and commitment, and Their commitment is unreal. We have, like, the two, I mentioned Ben there too. I could mention a lot of boys, but young Richard or Alexander Tunney as well, 15 years of age too, his first season going well too. You know, the young boys, they can really step up to the mark, and they do not look out of place one bit playing mixed with the big boys. And they've represented Ulster, and they're now going for Irish trials as well at under 16, under 18, and you know, you really have to. Their commitment is unreal too for two young schoolboys. Like, they never miss training. They could be playing with the school on a Wednesday. They're still training Tuesday, Thursday night, playing on a Saturday maybe for the school early in the morning, and then going and playing with us as well. You know, fair play to them. Like, it's a big commitment. And like, as I say, there's so many other men I can mention too. At the back there, Matthew Leckie. He's been there before, you know. He's a real, when Matthew's in the team, you know, it gives everybody a real lift. And I think that happened yesterday, as we're 2 weeks before when we played them and beat them 2-1, Matthew was missing through tonsillitis. But, like, you know, the boys really, without them, like, you know, they kept going and kept plugging away, and we were 1-0 down that game after 40 seconds, and that was a real wake-up call, and we came out away with a 2-1-1, and as I say, that really put our league campaign back on track as well. Young Luke Waller as well, who is in Holland playing hockey, and some, I think it's a student exchange kind of thing, and hopefully we'll have him back too maybe next year. And then we have George Patterson as well, who is out due to work commitments, and hopefully we'll have him back next season as well. So, no, it's looking good. Like, as I say, to finish in the top four and get into that league will be brilliant, and we can build on that there. But the cup run too will keep the whole thing going, and it's always nice to have a good cup run, and we definitely will be trying our hardest to get back to Dublin to UCD for the final.
In relation to facilities, you were forced to, to upgrade your facilities a number of years ago. You know, how do they compare now?
Yeah, well, there's so many different styles now of AstroTurf hockey pitches. Water based now would be the more advanced kind of surface, and you're chatting a lot of money now. Like, we put down our AstroTurf pitch back in 2000, and to be honest with you, I'd say it's coming near the end of its tether too. It's starting to cut up a wee bit there in places, you know. And I would say we'd be very lucky if we get another 3 to 4 seasons out of that pitch. And we are doing a bit of fundraising at the minute and putting a few pound away, you know, for a pitch. Like, but you're chatting a colossal amount of money now to upgrade the pitch. But we'll just keep plugging away and keep fundraising, and you never know what could happen, sure.